great showing of the business community, the tourism community here this evening. So welcome everyone, and I would like to also acknowledge those from the City of Ballarat and my councillor colleagues, Councillor Ben Taylor, Councillor Andrew Johnson, Councillor Daniel Maloney, Councillor Grant Tillett, and our Deputy Mayor, Councillor Jim Rinaldi. It's pointing over this way, we've got another seat. Oh, and Councillor Mark Harris hiding in the background there. We can see you, Mark. Just in front of Mark, I can see also our CEO, Justine Lindley, and there are many staff executives from the City of Ballarat as well here in the room, and some of our staff as well, which you are welcome to spend as much time with after the discussions, asking questions as you have. I do thank you all for allowing me to come along this evening and speak. It is important that we fill in some of the gaps. And in a forum like this, we won't be able to answer all of the questions that you have. I would imagine that there will be significant follow-up to a number of you after this evening's conversations. Again, thanks, Paul, for allowing us to come along to your forum and for your welcome and for the information that you provided as an introduction to this evening's deliberations and possibly many questions. I would like also to acknowledge that it is NAIDOC Week. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, the Wadawurrung people of the Kulin Nation, and pay my respects to their elders, both past, present, and future. And I do that whenever we're at any occasion, whether it be local Ballarat people or people from away, because there's such significant history in Ballarat. There's such significant stories that we don't know about yet. And we hear the stories of 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 years, and each time we talk about it, we find out more. And I know some of those discoveries were made out under our ring road, Link Road, when that was dug up recently. The reason that I refer to that particular project, well, not just that it's NAIDOC Week and really important that we recognise our heritage and history, but also the significant work that's going on around our city. There are significant projects that have brought amazing industry, new development and great commitment to our city. Just last year we had $300 million of private business, new business investment into our CBD. That's not actually looking at the investment that there is in that Ballarat West Employment Zone area, for instance. We've had over the last decade 1.8 to 2.2% population growth and significant project success through the City of Ballarat and our business industries, but our great connections to state and federal government as well. Great commitments, great council work, and a great community has led to a great deal of outcome and a great deal of planning that's required from us. It is important while we're growing that we make sure that we spread the funds that we have as far and wide as we possibly can to make sure that we get the best value for our ratepayers. It's hard yakka, there's a lot more that we need to do, but there's a lot that we're achieving sitting within our 2.5% rate cap. I know that this is a highly charged issue that we're all here to talk about this evening, and I know that tourism services have delivered well to our community. I equally know that there's been so many other parts of our community that have contributed to this significant and impressive growth, this impressive activity around our city. I'd like to state in the strongest possible terms, this move is not a reflection on the hard work and dedication of Visit Ballarat board, staff or volunteers, and I absolutely acknowledge their great contributions. We will expect and we hope and we understand if it's not the case, but we really do hope that we will continue working with many of those great staff, volunteers and board members. They have been wonderful. There's a number of reasons that we're moving down this path that we are, but we absolutely at this moment thank all of you for the services and commitment that you've given in the past, and we really do hope and look forward to a lot more commitment into the future. This is about a better Ballarat. This is about a bold Ballarat. This is about a vibrant Ballarat, and that's what we are seeing. A lot of our plans actually stem back to 2008. We have not just had a thought bubble, and come up with a new and crazy idea for great change. This is a very tough, hard decision that comes with a lot of hard yakka. It comes with a lot of statistics. It comes with a lot of research. It comes with a lot of business response, support, advice, feedback, and encouragement to continue on for a very positive future for us all. I'd like to continue with some reassurances, not just recognising the great works of staff and board and volunteers, but also with a few reassurances that we're not taking away any service, that we do intend and we will enhance tourism services in Ballarat. What we want to do is make sure that your businesses are close to us, that you've got the opportunity to talk directly to us, that we take away red tape, that we take away duplication of roles, and that we make sure that the finances that are being spent are spent more wisely. We want to make sure that we're not reducing funding, but that we're getting much greater efficiencies and much better outcomes. Every Wednesday night when we go into the town hall, we're consistently asked by our community about how we're spending the dollar, how we're spending the rate, how we're making the decisions of what we're going to do, what we're planning for. And this is not a decision on the hop. This is not decision making that just happens on a whim. This is about a group of councillors that are pretty connected to the ground, that have enormous experience, that know Ballarat, that have ran their own businesses, that understand the tough times that that puts on us. It's a bunch of councillors that work very closely with an amazing executive team, with an enormous staff across the city that delivers to many parts of our community, that delivers to people and communities, tourism and economic development, planning, growth, and a whole heap of other bits and bobs that fit in the middle of it. It's not just about roads, rates and rubbish. Operational efficiencies will mean that we can continue to spend the same amount of money on tourism-related services. It's just that we'll do it differently. We understand that there have been some concerns from the industry about, without Visit Ballarat, the volume of events will suffer. And as many of you in the room know, the events have been being delivered by the City of Ballarat. And you look at the likes of the National Cycling, you look at the likes of White Night, there's events that are coming up, Spilt Milk. There's events that have been delivered from a community perspective, like Begonia Festival and Heritage Weekend, and have been enormously successful. And I thank our staff for delivering in such a spectacular manner, so successfully, so many events that we know do help bolster our business, our local business communities, and the visitors that come to Ballarat. It's important that your businesses, and therefore our businesses, that our Ballarat continues to grow, continues to benefit from these great plans that we started back in 2008. And in fact, there was a hell of a lot going on way before that. But the reason I continue to refer back to 2008 is when there was some significant planning done for our city to make sure that we had the right infrastructure in place, in fact, for the population growth that we've been experiencing continuously over this time. There's a misconception that the City of Ballarat has been funding, facilitating, managing, and coordinating major events in our city for the past decade, but in fact, there's been a lot more over a lot longer period of time. There's a lot of experience, there's a lot of expertise, and we want to make sure that we continue to draw on those expertise. We want the likes of White Night, the Roadmats, Winter Festival, the Begonia Festival, Heritage Weekend, the partnerships between the Western Bulldogs and all the negotiation that even goes to securing those events to continue. We know that these are really important parts of our community. We know that Ballarat is even bigger than just the events. As a council group, every decision that we make in the open council chamber is made by 9 councillors, unless someone's an apology for the evening, which Councillor Hudson is tonight too, by the way. I'm not sure if Councillor Perks is here, but we spend a significant amount of time as a group. Everyone with different views, everyone with different life experiences, everyone with different political views, everyone with a thought that's valued, like all of yours are. And that's the process that we've followed with our Creative City strategy. That's the process that we'll follow with our Ballarat is Open strategy. We want your involvement. We know this is the way to deliver well. We know it's been successful in the past. We know we've secured significant state and federal funding for some of those enormous infrastructure projects that have been transformational for Ballarat. We know there's a lot more to be done. We know we need to finish off that link road. We know we need to connect the North South Runway. We want to jump in a plane. We want to get to Sydney, Canberra, and everywhere else without having to spend the time driving to Melbourne, sitting in an airport waiting area after we've parked the car and spent all the time for a 45-minute flight. There's a lot that we need to do as a city to make sure we're connected and to make sure that our tourism and industry businesses develop even more. I can assure you, again, I've already said it, that this decision was not taken lightly. I know that there's been a rigorous, in fact, probably interrogation, there's been questions, there's been a great deal of consideration of different tourism models by our officers, by our councillors, and in fact by the tourism industry. I know Councillor Anelmi and I were driving back from Melbourne this afternoon. We've just met up with Sally Pat talking about China relationships. And we did have one of our local tourism industry ring us and spend a significant amount of time on the phone making sure that we're aware of the challenges that they're facing as a tourism industry and of the opportunities that they can see of this wonderful future for Ballarat. We've made comparisons to other places like Geelong and many other cities around. In fact, Justine and I were in Canberra last week talking to municipalities from around the country, looking at the differences of models around different municipalities and making sure that we are really being serious about comparisons, that we're really understanding what that $2.7 million spent could mean for Ballarat in different forums. The review determined that $2.7 million a year agreement with the Visit Ballarat is not returning the level of investment that it should when we're looking at other like municipalities around the country. Ballarat has not enjoyed the growth in tourism visitation or in the tourism industry that investment of that should generate. That doesn't mean that the industry hasn't delivered well. There's been amazing outcomes, which we've all seen. However, we know when we're doing the stats, when we're looking at the figures, when we're being honest, that there's something more that we need to do. Unfortunately, we're not seeing the impact, the outcomes in visitor numbers are proportionate to the amount of money that we're putting into this sector. If you benchmark across the state, we're actually losing market share. So why? Why now? Why now is it that we're making this decision? We simply can't afford to let that slide continue. Our city has too much to offer, and in fact too much to lose. We've achieved such great outcomes, and we want to keep moving forward. We want to keep moving forward in a positive manner with that vibrancy, that excitement that we're seeing, the great response, the great pickup from creative cities. We want to keep extending that. It's essential that we address the slow growth at the moment in the tourism numbers. It's essential that we look at the tourism landscape broader than just our state. And it's essential that we understand what's happening across the country.